Lindsey Brown is our guest right now. Lindsey, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to begin with the process of how you found out that you were being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. Take us through that whole experience when you received that phone call, where you were, and when it was you received it.
Actually, it was just here in my house. I had just finished putting my kids to bed, and it was kind of later in the evening. My mom called me, and those late evening phone calls from your parents when you don't live in the same state are always a little bit heart-wrenching. You're not sure what they're going to say, but it was actually good news this time. So, she let me know that she had just received a call and that I was being inducted this year. So it was a great honor, and it was actually a pretty, it was surprising, even though I had known that my friend Brooke was considering nominating me, but it had been so long since we talked about it. I kind of, put it in the back of my mind and hadn't really thought about it in a while. So definitely an honor and a surprise at the same time.
See, I find that interesting because everybody approaches that a different way. I mean, even those who I think are expecting the call will still tell you that it was a little bit of a surprise. But you mentioned that it had been a while since you heard this was a realistic possibility, right?
Oh, yeah. She had, just asked. She had been asking me for some stats and things like that, and I kind of knew what she was up to. But it had been, I think it was like the previous May or something that she asked me, and I think they had just voted on or just inducted the previous 2017 class. So, she's like, oh, well, if anything comes of it, it'll be next year before you hear anything. So, I've had a lot going on this past year, so I wasn't really holding my breath for it. But it was definitely something that was a welcome surprise.
Lindsey Brown is being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame on May 5th. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Lindsey, when you take a look back, and I mean, your high school playing days have been done for almost 20 years, and it's been not quite that long since your playing days ended. When you look back at all those games that you won, all the strikeouts in your incredible career as well, what are some of your fondest memories of your playing days at Elyria?
Well, it's funny question because a lot of people I know remember a lot of, specific games and plays and hits and pitches. And it's all kind of a blur to me. I mean, I played thousands of games over an 18-year career and, was relatively healthy for the whole time. So I was just playing game after game for so many years. I don't really remember those specifics necessarily, but what I do remember kind of as my fondest, just when I think back at high school is around tournament time. That was always kind of an electrifying, time in the season, just the preparation for it leading up to the games, going as far as the bus ride down to Ashland, just kind of the atmosphere, the feeling that you get when you step out on that field and then looking up in the stands and just seeing the support of all of your friends in the school and the community. It was just all a really awesome thing to be a part of.
Sure, and certainly one of those feelings. I would imagine it's very, very difficult to replicate whatever you end up doing in life, no question about that. Well, obviously, after you got done at Elyria, you ended up playing your college ball at Barry. Tell us what that recruiting process was like and what it was like essentially, going all the way down to the southern Florida. And that's a pretty impressive change, no?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But, I mean, it was February when I went on my recruiting trip, and it wasn't that hard to convince me, to spend 4 years in Miami. But seriously, I think my top choices really were Cleveland State and Wright State during the recruiting process. And I remember coming home from basketball practice one day and getting a letter from Barry, and the coach wrote a handwritten note, on there saying, "I've got a full scholarship waiting for you." And I was like, "Wow, this is cool. It's in Florida. Like, let me check this out." So, I just gave her a call and looked a little bit at the school, and we scheduled a visit, and it was just a really great fit down from the coaches to the school, having a little bit of a smaller feel to it, but still a great program with a really good tradition, a great athletic school. So there was, a strong athletic component to the heritage of the school in general, and then just kind of, a different environment. I'd always been wanting to step outside of my, comfort zone a little bit from, get a little bit removed from Elyria and just try something new. And so it was all just a really great fit for me.
And it's interesting, when you take a look at the numbers, it certainly doesn't appear as though you had any problems with the transition going from high school to college. Everybody approaches this differently. Some will say, you know, it wasn't a whole lot different. Going to college didn't seem like it was going to be nearly as big of a challenge as some stated that it might. But you mentioned something in there that, you know, it was way outside your comfort zone. Did it strike you as a little bit of a culture shock when you got down to Barry after having a great career in Elyria?
In some ways it did, but in some ways it was very comfortable too. I mean, playing athletics in college was a great way to experience it. You've got, you know, you're in a new environment, but you've got kind of this built-in group of, you know, friends and really your family while you're there. So being so far away from home, there was quite a few girls on my team that were in that same situation. We had girls from California and Oregon and Washington and New York and all over the place, and even, you know, some from other countries, Cuba and Dominican Republic and places like that, that were just, they were all kind of in the same boat. We were all kind of in the same boat together. And then that coupled with the girls that were local and all the parents that were, you know, kind of our surrogates while we were away from home, it was definitely a very friendly family feel to the team, which was, you know, really a great environment to come into.
Lindsey Brown, a three-time All-Ohio first-team selection. She's being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame on May 5th, and she's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you know, since your playing days ended at the college level, what are some things that you've been up to? I know now you are down in the Dallas area, but what kinds of things have you been up to?
I am. I actually met my husband, my now husband, at Barry. He was a soccer player there, and he's from Texas, so that's kind of how we ended up back here. He finished his playing career out at TCU, Texas Christian. So after moving around a little bit between here and Ohio and even Florida for a few years, I landed back here when we got engaged, and I went to business school at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And I got my MBA in marketing there. Once I graduated, I went to work for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, which is the soda company, and I worked there for about 6 years until my third child was born, my third daughter. And then since then, for almost 3 years, I've been a stay-at-home mom to three energetic and great kids. They're 7, 4, and 2 right now, and just kind of been trying to keep up with them and try to stay fit through cardio and weight training and stuff like that, and just generally running around after them every day, which definitely keeps me on my toes.
I was going to say, chasing after three kids, that could be enough cardio for anybody.
Definitely.
Well, and I was asking you a little bit earlier, you know, what are some things that you've done in order to stay involved with the game in some form or fashion? And it sounds like you put your coaching hat on to some degree.
Yeah, I did. I my daughter expressed an interest in playing softball last year. She's been a soccer player for a few years, but the influence of my husband, and she wanted to try softball again now that it was not a co-ed thing. She wasn't a big fan of the T-ball co-ed thing, but she wanted to play softball. So she's going into second grade. This is her second year, and I've been coaching her team. And we actually just had our first practice last night. So we're definitely in full swing of the season, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of be on this side of the fence, and it reminds me a lot of my youth and growing up playing softball, and just all the fun that I had with summer teams and the tournaments that we went to and just practices and kind of having that core group of girls that stayed together throughout the years.
Well, Lindsey, before we let you go, I have to ask you, I mean, we're just about a week away from the 2018 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony on May 5th. Do you have your speech ready to rock and roll yet?
I am working on it. I've been busy, as I mentioned, with the kids. They, you know, every time I've got carved out some time to think about things, and they've got a different plan, but I'll get there. We'll be good.
Nice. Well, I would imagine the kids might even be able to help in putting that speech together also.
Yeah, they keep asking me if they can stand up on the stage with me. So I said, I don't know about that, but if you just be quiet while I'm talking, we'll call it even.
Very nice. Lindsey, thank you so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it. And hopefully it'll be a nice night when you guys come into town on May 5th for the induction ceremony.
Yes, definitely looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on.